We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today is said co-host, Maddie Stengel.
Hey!
If you haven't been listening for a long time, you should recognize her as being from the Ye Olde Crime podcast.
Right. Or, I mean, maybe if you only listen to the Cramp Word, you might not know me.
This is true. If you only listen to the Cramp Word episode. So this is my co-host.
Hi. Hi, I'm the co-host. It's me, Mario.
All right. So now I'm going to ask you some questions.
Uh-oh.
So, in that vein, as people probably or at least should know by now, you are my sister and co-host.
I am.
Why did you agree to do the show with me?
It seems like eons now, but at the time, it was, you know, not too far into lockdown during the first wave of COVID when we had no idea, like, how it was transmitted and what was going on. So we had some time on our hands. You wanted to create a podcast. And when you asked me, I was like, yeah, because it was a really great way to keep in contact every week when I, at the time, lived alone. So like you were my only human interaction aside from coworkers. So it was really nice. And then we did it and said, you know, if it gets to be what not fun anymore, we won't do it. But hasn't happened yet. We're still kicking.
Mm-hmm. What genre of stories that we cover do you find the most interesting? And you can't say animal trials.
Rude.
Because you always say animal trials.
Because it's super interesting.
Let the record show, she loves the Animal Trials episode. That's like her favorite. Mm-hmm. But
I say it with like every...
Outside of Animal Trials.
Every guest podcast we ever do. What's your favorite one? Mm-hmm. Oh, the crimes against animals? the boll weevils and their cease and desist letter. The most interesting. I don't know. I'm kind of torn because I like more of the like schemey crimes than just like the kind of cut and dry murdery ones, because I always find it really fascinating, like what the scams were and how they got away with it and stuff. Like a little more like kind of Burke and Harry kind of stuff in that way.
Kind of like the con artist type of things.
Yeah, like con artists that get too confident and go too far.
Mm-hmm.
So. Like, it starts innocently enough where they just, like, well, as innocent as you can be in a crime, right? They just, like, need money or a product of some sort. And then they're like, oh, I did this and it went well. I'm going to do it all the time now. And then ruin everything. And how easy it was to do it for longer periods of time back then. Because, you know, the internet and tracking was not a thing.
Yeah, well, and it's like especially people who would like just move, to like a different city or a different state.
Yeah, people who had like 10 families,
multiple identities. Yeah,
yeah,
like that one guy that kept the same name all the time.
Yeah,
I can't remember what the name was, but yeah, he like kept his same name like multiple times, and it was like, dude, maybe like change it up a little bit.
The longevity of your crimes, I don't see it happening, but. Yeah, I like those because, you know, more often than not, it's not cannibals, which is great. And I like the haunted ones, but, you know, you hear haunted stuff seems to be, like, pretty well saturated, pretty well set, you know? But you don't always hear about con artists of yesteryear, so it's kind of fun.
Last question. Many people don't know this about you, but you had originally thought of making your own podcast prior to joining me on this one.
I did.
Can you tell our listeners about it?
Yeah. So actually, I've been flirting with the idea of starting it.
I was going to say, why you should do it.
I know. Well, here's the thing, though. Like, you are the talent when it comes to our podcast. Like, you're the one that edits and writes everything. And, like, you are the podcast and I'm the wow. So it's a little daunting to me for creating my own podcast. So it would probably be pretty, you know, like, I would equate it to, you're like a really nice YouTube vlog that's like aesthetically pleasing and has like background music. You remember, you know, like Jenna and Julian? Like Julian has like drones and like high quality things. And then I'm like a drama channel YouTube video where it's like this one person on their FaceTime video and they're just like spouting conspiracy theories about somebody. That's probably the quality you would expect from mine. Just being honest. So if you're interested in that, it might happen. No, but my initial idea of a podcast, I'm not going to say the title because I'm really proud of the title and I hope that like I'll be able to do it. But essentially, I am a type 1 diabetic and it's a really strange thing because there's a lot of us and there are some pretty great communities, but there's also like not a lot of motivation to talk about kind of day-to-day stuff with a chronic illness and stuff that, you know, happens or like feelings and situations that you want to talk about that you can't talk about with people that love you because it's like too dark of a thing. I think that's kind of a common thread when you have a chronic illness. Your outlook on life is not necessarily more negative, but it's different. And it's kind of hard for people who aren't sick or who haven't been sick to understand. And so I thought about, you know, just kind of talking about my own experiences with stuff, having other people with like different, it doesn't have to be diabetes, it could be other chronic illnesses, and then potentially, you know, inviting. One thing that I've noticed that's a huge value is healthcare providers that are also sick. And like when they're open enough to share that with you, it kind of creates a different connection and a different understanding. Like, having an endocrinologist that uses insulin when they test out insulin pumps makes a difference. Like, granted, like, you got to give props to endocrinologists that aren't diabetic, that still test out, you know, equipment with saline or something that simulates it. But you cannot recreate the feeling of insulin going into muscle tissue or in a blood vessel, because that is awful. So just little things like that. It's something that I've thought about talking about. If anything, it'd be really cathartic for me. So I don't know. We'll see. See if that's something that will happen soon. But I don't know. The quality will definitely be different though. So if you like how Lindsay does things, don't listen to that. It's just a bunch of heavy breathing. It's just a lot of like heavy breathing and like coughing. Dogs in the background.
There is software that I think you could use that you would enjoy a lot to help you edit.
Okay.
Quickly and efficiently. And we can talk about that offline.
Cool.
But
yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. See what happens.
Do you love true crime but are looking for something different?
It sounds like a sitcom.
It does.
The Benders.
The kind of assholes you should probably leave them alone.
Do you like learning about cases so off the wall they can't possibly be true?
Her wig is enormous, but it is lifted off her head by a monkey.
Do you love history, but want to hear about what they didn't teach you in school?
It's just got a almost where you hang your horns sign.
Do you like laughing awkwardly about cases that are bizarre and a little strange?
They'd be able to wield so many knives with all of their little arms.
Then we have the podcast for you. Join me, Lindsay.
And me, Madison, for Ye Olde Crime.
Where we discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear.
Listen every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll see you next time with another tale
as old as crime.
All right, that's the last of my questions. So now we're on to the slang term portion of the episode.
Man. I'm nervous now.
I'm sure you'll do great.
Thanks. I love that you laughed immediately after saying that. You're going to be so good at this.
You're going to be so great.
It's going to be great. So good.
Your first term is Stalling Ken.
Stalling Ken. Can you say it in a sentence? Do you do that after?
Let me see if I can think of a way to put this in a sentence that makes sense.
Because my initial reaction is somebody who's like dragging their feet or somebody who's like wasting time. It's like everybody's ready for dinner and this one person's being a stalling Ken and still getting ready.
Let's see. How can I put this in a sentence? I can't remember his name, but he was the husband in the episode that, where the woman killed, I think it was his girlfriend, and then, or no, killed her boyfriend. And then he was selling the furniture, right? So he's selling all the furniture in the house so he can like pay to get away. Mm-hmm. Okay. He would have visited a stalling Ken.
Oh, so a thrift store owner? Someone who peddles wares? So
you're very close. So a stalling Ken is a house that will recycle stolen wares.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a pawn shop.
Okay.
But specifically Ken. for stolen goods. Because Ken is a slang term for house.
Okay. And I didn't pick that up. I was thinking Ken is like a dude. Kendall.
Yeah, I know. So anytime you hear a term that includes Ken, the Ken portion is a house.
Got it. Okay.
Now you'll know that in the future.
Now I'll know it in the future.
Forever. There's your useless information that you can take away for the day.
I'll add it to my bottomless font.
There you go. Your second term is daddles. Like D-A-D-D-L-E-S. Daddles.
This is coincide with dilly daddles? Kind of putter around.
Kinda.
Waste time.
Kinda.
Dilly-daddling. So.
Is that your final answer?
I like toddling about. Daddles.
Daddles is a delightful way to refer to your rather boring hands.
Your boring hands? Like your physical hands.
Your physical hands.
Oh, my boring daddles. Like how do you make hands not boring?
I don't know. Because maybe when you're playing the piano or an instrument.
They're delightful. Like it says it's still they're delightful.
It says it's a delightful way.
It's a delightful way to
boring hands.
Your nasty, boring God-fearing hands.
Check out Jebediah's daddles.
Gross. I was gonna be betrothed to him, but he had daddles, and I just couldn't do it. Couldn't deal with those daddles. Can't be dealing with those daddles.
Or dally with those daddles.
No, there's no dallying with daddles.
That's hilarious. Awesome. I saw that and I like cackled a little bit.
Daddles.
Like, what?
Okay. All right. English language is
I don't know what
up.
To do with my daddles.
What do I do with my daddles?
I put them in front of my face. Well, on that note, I would like to thank Maddie for finally taking part in this segment. I don't know why I haven't had you on before, but
no, it's okay. I think it's fun, and I'm happy to do others. I like mess with whoever's the guest. If you need any sort of anti-daddling, let me know.
You just spend the whole recording like voguing with your hands.
Right. Just really
want to dazzle your hands.
Really want to be interesting.
I want my hands to be so interesting.
Right. Just have like
not boring.
Scary claw fingernails and stuff like that.
There you go.
I don't know how people, it's so impressive how they are able to function at all with that. I can't even open a can of soda with fake nails. Like, it's incredible.
Help me.
Help.
All right. Well, on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Madison.
And we'll see you next time with another tale
as old as crime.